Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. On Saturday after the Lakers versus the Clippers game, LeBron James told reporters he'd rather spend Christmas at home with his family than on the court.
Why is Christmas basketball still so important to you after all these years?
Still important to me?
Yeah. Why does it matter?
Okay. That's a better question. Yeah. I'd much rather be at home with my family. But, I mean, it's the game. It's the game I love. It's the game I watched when I was a kid on Christmas Day, watching a lot of the greatest play the game on Christmas. It's always been an honor to play it. Obviously, I'm going to be completely honest. I would like to be home on the couch with my family all throughout the day. But our number is called, so we have to go out and perform, and we look forward to that.
Yeah, he's preparing for his 20th holiday game against the Houston Rockets, but he said that he'd prefer being home on the couch with the family.
Yeah, he's going to retire soon.
Chrissy Teigen loses a front veneer after a holiday treat mishap. I know you talked about it yesterday, Jess.
I would freak out.
Yeah, apparently Chrissy Teigen's holiday fun went sideways when she accidentally knocked out a front veneer while working on a Christmas project with her kids.
My tooth fell off. It's a veneer. I have the whole piece.
This is what moms do for their kids. So you can think you grew a candy cane.
I was trying to create magic. Now I have no tooth. And tomorrow's the winter thing. So...
Oh my God. Time to go to the winter thing.
Yeah, she shared the laugh on Instagram and showed her toothless smile. But yeah.
Hanging out like that.
That's crazy, right?
I wouldn't be able to do it. Wow. I'm sorry. I'd have to call out and everything if something's going on with, like, I'm missing my front tooth.
No, you can just come in here.
Yeah, okay.
You wouldn't come, just come
no.
here?
No.
Just here.
No, I'm not leaving home.
But you do a lot of projects and
I'm
fun
not leaving
and
home until it's fixed.
Reindeer games and all that. Yeah, well, you got to go somewhere to get it fixed.
That's it.
That's the only place you're going. JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes discuss planning a possible surprise engagement. Hughes told the Sun that he wants to propose away from the holidays or milestones to keep it unexpected.
You always get people who get engaged on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Or Christmas morning. It happens. You see it on Instagram. Yeah. Every year you're going to see somebody who gets engaged. Yeah. I kind of like the idea of it not being at a time where it could be expected.
All right. Keep me guessing, aren't you? See, this is my thing. Sorry. What if I got him a ring?
You guys.
What if you got him a ring?
What if I propose?
I don't think you should propose.
No, I didn't.
But what if I did?
Oh my god!
You'd say no?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, so again, JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes dropping clues about a possible engagement. The pair first met as contestants on the UK Celebrity Big Brother, and Siwa confirmed in June that they're officially dating. Some sad news. Former Nickelodeon star Tyler Chase was found homeless on the streets of L.A.
Aww. Did you play on Disney Channel?
Nickelodeon, dude.
Oh, it is Nickelodeon. What show is it again?
Nancy Classified School Survival.
Oh, yeah, you were that kid on it, huh? Yeah. I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, again, former Nickelodeon actor Tyler Chase, he was known for Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, Spotted Living, Unhoused in Los Angeles. Now, viral videos have raised concern, but his mother insists that he needs medical support, not donations. Mm. Updates on his condition have been shared online, highlighting efforts to provide him with care. So... sad. Yeah. A trailer has been released for Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, starring Matt Damon.
After years of war, no one could stand between my men. Me.
Yeah, that is The Odyssey. It stars Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, and many more. It's in theaters July 17th, 2026. Taylor Swift's six-episode docuseries offers an inside look at her record-breaking tour, revealing the behind-the-scenes effort, personal moments, and creative energy that powered one of music's most celebrated phenomenons.
On episodes 5 and 6 of The End of an Era.
Part of the Eras Tour is a celebration of my family. Then it goes back to my mother, Marjorie. There's an undeniable bond between friends who make music.
This is the perfect ending.
I'm prepared for happy tears, but this is not supposed to bring anyone sadness.
The only thing left is to close the book.
For one last time.
Yeah, The End of an Era, final two episodes now streaming on Disney Plus. A viral video showing police chasing someone dressed as a Grinch at the Fox Valley Mall has circulated online. The officer intercepted the suspect who tried to run but was quickly detained after being spotted taking gifts from under the mall Christmas tree.
No way.
Yeah, it was a Grinch.
Yeah.
The Aurora Police Department now addressing a video circulating online of an officer chasing someone inside the Fox Valley Mall. Take a look. Aurora police say just this week an officer was patrolling near the mall near Route 59 in Ogden when he spotted someone believed to be the Grinch. Taking gifts from under the Christmas tree.
Dressed as the Grinch.
Tried to get away, but was eventually taken into custody.
Yeah. Can you imagine like somebody actually putting on a Grinch? Because the Grinch is real hot this year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Grinch costumes.
Yeah.
You know, that we've been seeing all around. Somebody's in the mall and he's not coming. And he like takes a gift. Yes. Boston Celtics player Jaylen Brown has responded to recent online attention surrounding his hairline.
Oh.
By partnering with hair growth Nutrafol. Okay, so he partnered with the company. The move follows viral videos from a matchup in October against the New York Knicks when his hairline rubbed off on someone else. Check this out. Jaylen Brown on his hair loss.
Hey, listen up. Y'all know why I'm here. I know y'all caught that little hair situation on social media. Y'all even caught me calling the GOAT, trying to get some real advice.
Cold red, and caught me slipping.
I also had a trip book, but that's neither here nor there.
I need to know, turkey or no turkey, and I ain't talking about no cheese sandwich.
It's all a part of the journey, staying sharp on and off the court. At some point, you start to notice all the little things. For me, my hair started to thin out a bit. First, you brush it off, and then you really start to pay attention. Being a professional athlete, you always gotta perform under the bright lights. Everything is magnified. Your appearance, the way you walk, the way you talk, everything. This is why I'm excited to start my Nutrafol hair growth journey.
That's jacked up, ain't it?
What?
That's jacked up.
He got caught out.
9/18 coming up. Couple movies hitting the theaters on Christmas Day. We'll give you a preview. Also, we got some in the news stories.